KCO, 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump wants to wait before deciding whether to join Israel in military action against Iran. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
The president is saying that he will make a decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks. It's very clear and direct.
Heavy rain and flooding and a rock slide closed a section of a major highway near the border between Tennessee and North Carolina today.
The traffic stopped in front of us. It was still raining a good bit, so we waited a little bit till it stopped raining and then people started getting out and looking down here and realizing there's cars down here in trouble.
Parts of Interstate 40 were just opened in March after damage from Hurricane Helene. Meteorologist David Parkinson says storms are impacting millions of Americans.
Severe weather is going to be hitting the Northeast Corridor all the way up and down I-95 from Raleigh up through New England.
And extreme heat will be impacting much of the nation in the days ahead. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammy McCormick.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlow. Wire fraud and money laundering, right out of Wausau. Stanley Povall is alleged to have stolen more than $15 million from investors. Timothy O'Shea, a United States attorney for the Western District of Wisconsin, announced the unsealing of a criminal complaint charging the 63-year-old man from Wausau. Povall was arrested on Saturday and made his initial appearance in federal court on Monday. He's detained and pending further proceedings. Here's what happened. 6 years ago, he started soliciting investors to purchase promissory notes from him with supposed guaranteed rates of return. He falsely told them that he was a wealthy businessman. Since May of 2019 until March of this year, he received more than $15 million from at least 120 different investors. The criminal complaint also alleges that Povall did not actually invest the majority of the money. Instead, he used the money to live an extravagant lifestyle, buying over 300 snowmobiles. And to keep the fraud scheme going, Povall also used new investor money to make lulling payments to previous investors to make it appear as though those investors were earning investment returns. An investigation by the IRS, criminal investigation, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation resulted in the charges. The prosecution of the case is being handled by Assistant U.S. Attorney Aaron Wegner. Now, a charge is merely an accusation, and a person named as a defendant in a criminal complaint or indictment is presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty. And with the heat cranking up, especially as we go into the weekend, heat indices will feel like nearly 100 degrees. Now is the time to start to hydrate. Make sure you stay cool, because heat-related illnesses can sneak up on you fast. If you start to get dizzy, slurred speech, stop sweating, seeing stars, the next thing is you could throw up, black out, or wind up in the ER. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Brewers win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. A great day today at Wrigley Field where the wind was blowing out and the Brewers taking advantage. An 8-7 win from Milwaukee over the Cubs at the friendly confines. Three home runs today by the crew. Rhys Hoskins, Caleb Durbin, and Isaac Collins getting his fourth home run of the season. Drama in the ninth. Closer Trevor McGill on the mound and some very poor calls on some pitches that should have been called strikes. Pat Murphy visibly upset from the dugout. McGill managed to get out of the inning with one strikeout and getting the Cubs' Seiya Suzuki to hit into a double play. Trevor McGill with his 16th save of the season. Pat Murphy after the win.
Great opportunity for our young guys to then face the great Cubs team coming back and breathing down our necks right to the very end. So it gets pretty emotional.
What did you think of the way Trevor specifically responded?
I thought Trevor's been great, man. This guy's underrated. Trevor's been great.
Up next, the Brewers head to Minnesota for a weekend series against the Twins with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, isolated storms around that could have pockets of heavy rainfall. Lows in the low 60s. For tomorrow, turning partly sunny, warmer and muggy, with highs in the upper 70s. Heat for the weekend, low 90s, sunny and breezy. Right now it's 80.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the UW system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night, and today the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators got a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, a new report on how the Trump tax giveaway could cost Wisconsin hospitals up to $4 billion over the next decade. Some won't survive.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Matt Nair on air.
UGBW.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightline with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who binge-watches TV for a living but doesn't get paid, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightline. I am Pete Schwab. It is great to have you with me on this Thursday. We finally have a nice day outside, at least here in Northeast Wisconsin, although there's always the imminent threat of rain. But for now, it is gorgeous. There are people outside probably not listening to the radio. I don't like that, but it is nice to see people out and about celebrating Juneteenth here in Green Bay. Lots of people out celebrating today. That's exciting. Happy Juneteenth. And lots of people eating gelato. So it is summer is in full swing, it looks like, finally. And this show is in full swing. We have a great one tonight, folks. I am excited because we are going, it's Thursday, which means we're doing the popcorn pick of the week. And that's always fun. We'll do that at 6:35 with our guest who will be in studio, J.B. Thompson. He is a film producer and a kind of mover and a shaker. I just call him the guy behind the guy behind the guy. He will be here at 6:35 to make the popcorn pick of the week. That's always fun. We'll have a new movie that we can check out. Maybe one you haven't seen. And if we have a good trend going here where the guests the last few weeks have really brought some kind of obscure movies to the popcorn pick of the week, which is really fun. But also it's nice when people pick one that we just haven't seen in a while that we really like. So we'll do that at 6:35 like we do every Thursday night here at Nightlight. It's the popcorn pick of the week. And then in the second hour, I'll be joined by Chelsea Myris. And she is from the Old World Wisconsin Museum. And we're going to have a lot of fun talking to Chelsea. They have some great summer events coming up. We'll discuss all of them, the kind of stuff they have for kids, a midsummer extravaganza, a 4th of July celebration that they'll have down there. We've talked about the Old World Wisconsin Museum a few times on the show, and it's always fun, and it's just a very special place. So that is in hour number two. We have a great question of the night, which we will get to, and beg for your enjoyment and your participation in the show, ladies and gentlemen. And I have to make a special announcement tonight. Conrad is not here. So he's fine. There's no other NFL draft or anything like that he has to go to. He is just, he's got the night off, and Amanda Nimmer, kind of the all-purpose producer here, social media expert, the award-winning Amanda Nimmer, welcome.
Can we say award-winning when it's third place?
It's still an award, right?
Guess.
I didn't even get a piece of paper. I've been shut out of the Oscars for 30 years now. I'm not getting, no, that's very exciting. Of course it's noteworthy.
All right. I'll take it.
Have you been able to parlay that in any way?
No.
Your social media expertise?
No, not really.
Oh, man.
No.
I'm going to give you $20 just because I'm happy for you.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Technically, that's monetizing it. So who wouldn't take $20? $20 is $20. So Amanda is sitting in for Conrad tonight, and Conrad is, and it's because I still don't even know really what's going on. I know he's doing the morning show.
He's correct? Doing the morning show because I can't do the morning show. You know, right. I got the two kids, I got my other half who works third shift, who gets done at 6 a.m., which is when that show starts.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, driving up 40 minutes from Manitowoc, it just doesn't work out. So he's been doing mornings this week. He'll be back.
He will be back. They're shipping me off to Madison for a couple days. It's just chaos. And it's all because Todd Michaels thinks he needs a vacation.
Thinks, oh my God, that poor man needed more than a vacation. He needs a spa day on an isolated island far away from any type of online communication system.
Yeah, I mean, that's not going to happen because I thought he was off this week. And then the first day he's supposed to be on vacation, I was telling this to Conrad the other night. We're getting texts and Todd's in the group chat. I'm like, wait a minute.
Do you know how often we're like, stop it.
I know.
Stop it. Go away. Stop. And he's like, no, guys, it's fine. We're like, no, it's not. Go away.
And part of it's for selfish reasons, because I feel like if the boss is on vacation, go be on vacation so we can have, you know, we can have the run of the place.
Yeah, so we can goof
party
off.
Party down. Exactly.
You know, at my old radio station, when the boss was on vacation, we used to take random office supplies and we would use one of the wheelie chairs and bowl ourselves down the hallway to hit them. We had two teams. That's what we did when he was on vacation.
Did you grow up? Was your previous work experience on the show The Office or something? That sounds like right out of a sitcom there.
No, it wasn't The Office.
No, you really did that.
But we did fun stuff like that, you know? You got to leave a few minutes early and
it's kind of weird here though, because by the time I get here and Con is here, it's just the two of us mostly. Occasionally the cleaning people come in or Eliza will be here or whatever, but it's pretty chill. We can't really play pranks on each other.
We could.
Yeah. I mean, I could go put a tack on someone's chair, but I wouldn't be here to enjoy it the next morning.
And
I wouldn't do that anyway. I draw the line at physical harm. Amanda Nimmer, thank you very much. Filling in for the kid, Conrad Krieger, who is off tonight because he's producing Mino and the Mayor. Are they being nice to him?
I don't know.
They still
I think
call him
so.
Convoy?
I mean, if they remember his name at all.
He's just that guy.
No, that's just them. They don't do names.
Just whatever's easiest.
I mean, you got Jim in the morning who can't say Frank Hermans.
He calls can't?
No, he calls him Frank Hermes. And we're like,
oh,
Jim.
Dear. That's an easy one.
I know.
Schwabba would kill him. He could never say Schwabba. That's hilarious. Driving down, and it's a shame Todd is on vacation because he loves my driving stories. Today I had a doozy, and this is the second time this has happened to me. Not only were there two cars driving in sync, blocking both lanes for about 5 miles, going low to mid-60s, which is not awful. It's better than 40s, but it's still like, let's go. I got a life to lead here. Two pickup trucks talking to each other through the window. The driver and the passenger of the other side are having a conversation.
How fast were they going, though?
Like low 60s.
Oh, no.
And occasionally the trucks would kind of like the driver of one truck was getting in on a two and they were kind of getting closer. It was very dangerous. And they looked like idiots. And I gave the tap. I'm not going to lay on the horn because I don't want... I've already been in a skirmish on the road about 25 years ago and I never want that to happen again. But I gave the toot. The guy goes like this with his finger. He puts his finger up without even looking at me like, we're just having a thing here.
Oh, like an Archer. Like, have you watched Archer?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
not.
Man. Someone on here, please tell me you've watched Archer.
I gotta write that down. Because, no, you're like the 10th person since I've been doing the show.
But that's his thing. Like, someone will be like trying to say something important and he'll just hold his
finger
out.
Won't look at them.
Just
yeah.
Holds the finger out, continuing to drink a drink or something. Just
that's exactly what this was.
Yes.
It was like, hey, we're doing a thing here. We're in the middle of something. Okay, but you're on the interstate. Pack it up, wrap it up, and move. And they finally did. But then when I was leaving Marinette, this truck is in front of me about 50 yards, keeps veering over like three times. One time it got onto the shoulder where the grass, past the gravel where the grass starts, and I got my phone ready to call 911. I didn't want to pass him because he's all over the place. That drives me crazy, too. And you don't know if someone's drunk.
I've had to call those in.
Oh, I have too. Believe me. If something flies off a car or they're all over the road, this guy kept veering. Like, maybe he had a kink in his neck or something because he kept veering to the left.
I mean, it could be a situation like my car. So it's a Kia and it has some issue that can't be fixed. No one can figure it out. But like when you let go of the steering wheel, you know, normal cars will just go straight.
Yeah.
Mine goes right.
You need an alignment adjustment.
No, we checked. It's not an alignment. They can't figure it out.
How do they not figure that out?
I don't know, but it drives me nuts. So it could have been a situation like that. Or what I experience coming up here in the mornings is people falling asleep while driving. I had to like follow a Minnesota car for like a few miles because A, I didn't want to pass him. And B, I didn't want him to hit someone else.
Right.
So I'm like on the phone with the, you know, non-emergency line. They called me back and they're like, yeah, he just drove all the way from Minnesota overnight and he was just falling asleep. He pulled over to nap.
They told you that?
Yep.
So somebody else had called that in too, obviously.
Someone must have.
Here's what's weird. I've called that non-emergency line at times, and that's like waiting for customer service with like Verizon. Like, okay, this is an emergency, but I have other things to do with my day. Like, you almost have to call 911. And that's when I started calling 911. I'm like, you know, they're driving weapons, kind of. This is an issue. Get this person off the road. But then I thought it was probably texting, because that's just as dangerous as,
100%.
Boozing it up, you know? I mean, listen, I'll have a couple cocktails in the car on the way down, but I know when to cap it. I know what my limit is. You know what I'm saying, Amanda? There is a laugh. See, last time we did this, you kind of did this thing where you laughed and you put your hand over your mouth. I'm like, no, that's okay. You can laugh.
I'm used to I'm used to being on air doing the show myself, like with the board and everything. That's how I was taught.
Oh, you're all and, purpose. Wow.
Old school.
That is. Wow.
So when I would laugh, I always, it's just habit. Especially when you're talking with someone else, yeah. You just have to like pull away, hide it from the mic.
Well, that kills the whole show. You have to laugh. All right. Hey, I think it's time for our question of the night. Do you have the thing for the... I just realized you might not have the intro. That's what I lead into. I asked you about the popcorn pick, but I forgot to ask you about the question of the night. That's okay.
It's okay. We'll see if it's labeled in here.
See if you have it. I'll try to kill time. All right. Right now, I'm juggling folks because I'm on the radio, so they don't know. Yeah, go ahead. Question.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Oh, yeah. This is a good one, folks. Who is your favorite retired athlete? No one playing currently. I guess you could say old school from the days of yore, whatever. Who is your favorite retired athlete? That includes deceased. I'm going to go right now. I'm going to say, I'm sorry, Packer fans, but I have to say this. But I think Packer fans like him too. Walter Payton is my favorite retired athlete. And here's the thing. Choose carefully. It doesn't matter who you pick. But I feel like in this day and age, the stories you hear about athletes from 20 and 30 years ago, before social media, you don't know any of their skeletons or demons. Like, I've heard a lot of stories about other athletic heroes I've had, but Walter Payton was from my childhood, 70s and 80s, and just loved him. Loved him on TV. He was a happy guy. He was always smiling, playing the drums. Just seemed like a really cool dude, to the point where I used to have, as a kid, I'd have dreams about getting to hang out with him. So that's mine, Walter Payton. Who is your favorite retired athlete? And they could be deceased, as Walter Payton is. We've got some good answers already on social media. We'll read those, but let us know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. And you can text us on the app, or if you're watching on the stream, you can leave a comment there at YouTube, Facebook, or what am I missing, Amanda? YouTube, Facebook.
Twitter.
Oh, Twix. Yeah, Twixter. Twitter, yeah.
Sorry, I won't ever call it the other thing. It's Twitter.
It's hard to do. And I heard these guys talking the other night, like, what do you do? Like, it made sense when it was Twitter, because it's like, you tweet, you send a tweet. What do you do on X? Do you X? I'm sending an X. That makes no sense. It's not catchy.
I would expect an X.
It's not clever, yeah. We've already done that. If you're there, give us a like or a follow if you don't mind. Always fun to get those for Nightlight, and we will read your text on the radio. We've got a great show, as I mentioned. I got to check out Archer. Yeah, I've heard that from several people.
Oh, you won't regret it. It is so good. And if you enjoy dark humor, it's just the perfect place to be.
Absolutely love dark humor. We're talking, it's the popcorn pick of the week, folks. There is a new 28 Days is opening. 28 Years Later is opening this weekend. Oh, I'm close. We're out of time, aren't we? But we're coming right back. And we'll read your text. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. For the last few months, Governor Tony Evers has said repeatedly that he would make a decision about whether or not to run for a third term after the state budget process is completed. In a recent opinion column at the Recombobulation Area, I made the argument that the decision that Evers should make should be to not seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. This argument is not one of ideological differences or policy disagreements. Tony Evers has been a good governor and has served the state well. This more has to do with Evers' age. He'll be 75 years old in November 2026, and about how the Democratic Party has had a massive, inescapable problem in its unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. Tony Evers needs to do what so many other Democrats have struggled so mightily to do and step aside when the time is right. And after Joe Biden's catastrophic 2024, this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it now. Democrats can't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. It's time to do things differently.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Matt and Air on Air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, can we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels, or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matt and Air on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. It is a beautiful night here in the state of Wisconsin, and it's the perfect night to do Nightlight. I'm your host, Pete Schwabba. Great show tonight. Beautiful night in downtown Green Bay. Hope you're having a great day wherever you are, and hope you're letting us help you relax a little bit after whatever stresses the day brought. That's why we're here. We talk movies and TV and comedy and theater and music, all kinds of fun stuff. And our question of the night is, who is your favorite retired athlete? It could be from the 1800s. What do you want? You want to go Ty Cobb? Let's go Ty Cobb. Nobody's picking Ty Cobb. I said Walter Payton. Let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or you can text us on the app or the stream. It all works, and we've got some social media texts we'll read right away. At 635, it's the popcorn pick of the week. The guy behind the guy and movie producer J.B. Thompson is here in studio to give the popcorn pick of the week. Then we'll talk Old World Wisconsin in hour number two. So let's do this, Amanda. Let's read these social. You're the award-winning social media. How many times am I going to say that? When is it going to start to annoy you if I keep calling you the award-winning?
You're honestly the only person who's mentioned it in a while, so I'm cool with it.
Well, you know why that is? Because I'm a big sweetie. Daniel Wheeler says John McEnroe. I loved his outbursts on the court. Yes. I kind of forget. You know, I don't watch tennis or golf much, but I loved when I was a kid and seeing McEnroe just erupt and yell at the judges and say things like, you cannot be serious. It was gorgeous. Vince Moranto on the social media says, fortunate enough to have grown up watching Walter Payton, Michael Jordan, Tony Esposito, Ernie Banks, and Frank Thomas. Hard to pick just one. Yeah, I would put Michael Jordan up there too. Ernie Banks, too. Let's play two. Gotta love Ernie Banks. My other childhood hero when I was growing up was Lou Brock, who played for the Cardinals. Loved his game. Love how fast he was. He had a cannon for an arm. But I'm still going to stick with Walter Payton. Chad Fran on social media says Brett Favre. Duh. Hey, this is open for discussion, Chad. This is not a open and shut case. Chad can get a little sassy. We'll accept Brett Favre. He's got some... I wouldn't say he got skeletons in his closet after he retired, it seemed like, with the charity thing. But on the field, even as a Bear fan, I loved that guy's game. When a guy can puke on the sidelines and go back into the game, he's okay in my book, because I would have hung it up. Monica Hale says, Yannick Noah, French tennis player turned musician. I did not know about the musician, Monica. Thank you for that. But I do remember him as a phenomenal tennis player. Great choice. Matt Harper, Michael Jordan. You know Matt Harper, right, Amanda?
Don't ask me about the sports. I don't do the sports unless it's playing rugby.
No. Matt is a rock rap artist.
Oh, that Matt Harper.
Yeah.
Okay.
He might be a good athlete.
By the way, we got a caller on the phone.
We do. Who is it?
It is Richard, who wants to share.
Oh, please put him through.
There we go.
Hey, buddy. How's it going tonight?
Oh, it's getting warm, but it's going.
That's a good thing.
You know, I got two right up there in football. Gale Sayers, I used to watch him all the time, and Walter Payton.
Nice.
And you know how Walter Payton got so many yards?
Just running hard.
In the off season when he trained.
Oh, yeah.
At his residence, he had hills.
Yes.
He put a harness on, and he'd run up the hill like he was a ski lift.
And sometimes he would put weights on too, right?
Throwing the ball out, set it down ahead before he went down.
Yeah, wow, that's a great memory.
And he got
I remember that.
Yards every time he went down forward with the ball reaching out like he was at the goal line.
That is awesome, and you know it's funny. You talk about Gale Sayers, Richard. I remember like he was before my time, but those highlight reels. That guy, if he didn't break his knee, who knows what would have happened?
I watched him live, you know, watching the games. He just caused so much trouble. If they'd have had medicine, he'd have had a knee and went longer.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, that's a great call. No. Thank you, Richard. Much appreciated. And
have
two great choices. You too, buddy.
Yeah.
Walter Payton and Gale Sayers. Can't go wrong there. Matt Harper says Michael Jordan. Our buddy Rich Tallarico said, do you know how to pronounce that name, Amanda, on the social media? Fedipitis.
I'm going to say that. Sure.
It sounds made up.
It sounds perfect.
I got to go to the Google for that one, Rich. Rich is always up to something. He's a funny guy. I don't know. He's the one who wrote the substitute teacher sketch on Key and Peele. So that could be a play on that. Conrad Krieger, supposed to be taking the night off anyway, says Marshawn Lynch. Interesting. I've never heard the K-Man talk about Marshawn Lynch. And then he also says, also my favorite brewer of all time, Prince Fielder. Very nice. Conrad, we miss you, buddy. Hope you're having fun with the guys in the morning. And then let's go to the stream and let's try to get these in before the break. PJ says, Tony Hawk, who while retired from competition, remains a prominent figure in skateboarding and a successful entrepreneur. I like that. Outside the box. I never would have thought of Tony Hawk. Scott Tom. I know Scott. He says, have a great live stream. James Pardo Jr. would be proud. Well, thank you, Scott. Scott is a huge Jimmy Pardo fan. Scott, I would encourage you to look for the last time Pardo was on this show and he made fun of my shirt. It was gorgeous. Also on the stream, Green Bay Llama says, welcome back to Green Bay, Joe Keegan. I finally watched The Godfather of Green Bay thanks to your appearance on The Lyerly Show. Was entertained. Thank you. Well, thank you for watching, Green Bay Llama. And Kristen, if you haven't checked out Kristen's show, it's on Saturday and Sunday, and it's great. Kristen does a great job. And 3 o'clock, right? I believe.
Yep, 3 o'clock.
Saturday and Sunday. Kristen's outstanding, so that was a lot of fun to do. She said I'm never coming back, but that's okay. We had fun, our 1 hour together. Carrie from Tosa says, Donald Driver, a real class act. Could not agree more, Carrie. That's a great choice. Annie from Watertown says, hard to believe how popular tennis was then, 70s, and not now. It's popular now, don't you think? But was it more popular in the 70s?
Right. Maybe. Now, the rage is pickleball. Everyone cares about pickleball.
God, I know. It's incredible.
Name one pickleball athlete. Couldn't do it.
Emerson Lehman.
Oh.
Well, he's my favorite. I don't know if he's the best or not, but Annie from Watertown says Billie Jean King, another great one, trendsetter. Jim from Appleton says we're gonna save this text, Jim, because we got a break, and then we got JB Thompson here, the guy behind the guy, to give the popcorn pick of the week. Great to have you with me tonight, folks, on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. A bipartisan group of state lawmakers are proposing legislation that would allow teachers to claim tax deductions for classroom materials they purchase. Lisa Hale explains.
Under the proposed bill, teachers would be allowed to claim up to $300 of state income tax deductions for eligible expenses, including classroom materials and professional development courses. The bill was co-authored by Republican State Representative David Armstrong, and Democratic leaders say it's the least they can do for now, but that the state should be doing more to fund schools.
And an international maker of robots, motion control, and automation products is bringing its North American headquarters to Wisconsin. Stuart J. Waddles has the details.
Governor Tony Evers joined officials with Yaskawa America, Inc. to announce a $180 million expansion in Franklin. They'll be consolidating all of their operations into a new 800,000-square-foot campus. The project is said to create hundreds of jobs and boost Wisconsin's advanced manufacturing sector.
And Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced the state plans to go forward with a $7.4 billion settlement with Purdue Pharma, stemming from a multi-state lawsuit, which argued the company aggressively marketed opioid products for decades, leading to a significant opioid crisis. If approved by all parties, the $7.4 billion settlement would be spread out over 15 years, and Purdue Pharma would no longer be able to sell opioids in the country. Wisconsin could receive over $80 million over that 15 years for its share of the settlement. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The Bruce Springsteen biopic Deliver Me From Nowhere inches ever closer to being released. Jeremy Allen White plays the boss and has gotten high praise after sneak peeks. The cast also includes Jeremy Strong, who plays John Landau, Springsteen's longtime manager, and Stephen Graham as Bruce's father, Doug. According to Variety, the trailer is now available to view on YouTube. Deliver Me From Nowhere tells the story of the time in the boss's career when he took a break from touring and made the Nebraska album. The film hits theaters October 24th. Ted Danson says when he gave advice or predicted things while he was on Cheers, he was often completely wrong. One of his big miscues was predicting that Shelley Long was not at all right for the role of Diane Chambers. Danson told the story to Andy Richter during an episode of the Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast that he does with Woody Harrelson. Not only was she right for the role, Long went on to garner 5 Emmy nominations, and Danson, although they had differences at times, said no one could have done it better. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, some strong with pockets of heavy rainfall, lows in the low 60s. For tomorrow, turning partly sunny, warmer and muggy, with highs in the upper 70s. Heat for the weekend, low 90s, sunny and breezy. Right now it's 80.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right? You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
We'll talk with former Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen about his bipartisan effort with the Democracy Defense Project.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, and it is Thursday night, so we are jumping in to do the Popcorn Pick of the Week. Thank you, Todd Michaels. He's still working, even though he's not here, because his voice just permeates the network
I think he's got a problem.
He might. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to welcome. I've gotten to know this guy over, he's a listener, and he's referred guests, and he knows a lot of the guests I've had in. He's very tied into the film world here in Northeast Wisconsin. He is a smoker of cigars, a producer of movies, and I refer to him as the guy behind the guy behind the guy. J.B. Thompson joins me in studio now. Welcome back to Nightlight, buddy.
Thank you very much, Pete. Appreciate it.
Last time you were here, you were on the stream, right? You were, we had you on over the interwebs, I believe.
Yep.
So it's nice to have you here in the studio. How was the traffic coming up?
It was beautiful, actually. Okay. The southbound traffic was not good, but coming up here. And it was fun to watch people compete for parking spots out here on Washington. Like, they literally, it was like blood.
Yeah,
trying to get in his parking spot.
It's weird. It's like in the winter, like all of these spots will be available, but it's summertime in Wisconsin. Well, everybody just takes advantage of it. And it's like there's no parking anywhere. Might as well be Manhattan, you know. All right, so this is exciting. So we're going to get to know you a little bit tonight, JB. We're going to do the popcorn pick first. Then we'll find out what JB is working on because he's a very busy guy and he's got a lot of projects in the works. You're tied into film festivals. We'll get into all that. I see you rocking the Appleton Cigar Company hat, which I'm a huge fan of. We'll talk about some cigars in a bit, too. But let's start with movies. This is the Popcorn Pick of the Week. How do you like to watch movies? Do you like to go to the theater or watch at home with friends?
It really depends on the type of movie it is, right? So judging different film festivals and stuff, I'd rather do it at home.
Okay.
Because then you're 30, 40 minutes into it, and you're like, then you can
turn it off.
Yeah.
But when you go to the theater, I mean, typically you've done, like, I have more leniency with movies at home. Like, if I'm going to go spend money in the theater, I pretty much know or suspect I'm going to like it. And you're right. I think I maybe have walked out of one movie from a theater my whole life because you go there, you take the effort to go there, you put the money down, you're staying. You're miraculously hoping things turn around. They so often do not, but...
Your inner father comes out like, you spent money on this, you need to sit through this.
Exactly. So, all right. So you like to watch at home. What is your genre of choice when it comes to films?
To be honest, it's all over the map.
Okay.
You know, I really like good story-driven movies, regardless of what genre they're from.
Okay.
So it could be like I just went to the premiere for Sanguine Teeth on a Driftless Road, was an independent promotion. So was kind of a vampire movie.
How was that? Where did you see that?
Sun Prairie. They had a preview
at screening for Marcus, right?
A Marcus there, yep.
How was the film?
It was great.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. It was a buddy comedy of essentially a group of vampires, you know, on a rampage going through and doing what vampires do. So, the cinematography in it was beautiful, and it was chock full of a lot of jokes.
Austin Galante wore a lot of hats. He was on the show last time I was in Madison promoting the film, and I don't live in Madison. Otherwise, I would have totally been there. Well, that's good. I'm glad it worked out. When you see someone pour their heart and soul into something for so long and work that hard on something, I'm glad it turned out okay. All right, so what is your... So you like to watch movies at home. You're all over the board. That's a great response because I'm that way too. I don't typically watch horror, but I will if it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have, like, a favorite? So you watch at home. What's your snack of choice at home, JB?
To be honest, I'm not much of a snacker.
Okay,
but when I do go for snacks, usually I'll get, like, you know, some of the stuff I brought in. So some variety, special popcorn, you know, some different odd things, I guess. Okay.
Let's do that. You did bring in a goodie bag. Let's set that up. Let's show people on the stream what we're dealing with here and how serious we take movies.
This is serious.
This is serious.
The popcorn business. Pick of the week.
All right. Where's this from?
Osh Pop. So that's
Chris,
Wisconsin.
Right?
Yep.
So Chris has been on the show. Sometimes we have actual popcorn people make the popcorn pick of the week. Have you tried this, Amanda?
I have not.
All right. Ooh. Stop staring. It's delicious. You can come and have some.
Yep. We'll turn some of this over there. But there's a couple of different varieties he sent me with. He said, oh, wow. I need to make more friends.
Okay.
And this is the easiest way to do it.
Ooh, cherry cola.
Yeah. These are some of his brand new flavors that he's rocking out. But he does a great job. He's always come up with something new. So generally something that he gets that's sweet and savory.
I love it.
It's always nice.
Drumstick popcorn. Well done, Chris. And here is cherry cola. Now, Chris was on a long time ago. I could have him back. And especially if he's given free food.
You got to have him back.
Is that unethical, Amanda?
I think it's borderline. I also think you need to clarify for listeners, when you say drumstick, do you mean the chicken variety or the ice cream variety?
No, I mean an actual drumstick like Tommy Lee. It tastes like a wooden drumstick. But with his sweat on it.
Some people like the
ice cream one.
Yeah, it's got to be the ice cream one. These are great. Thank you, Chris. So we got these. All right, I'm going to try to set these up right here. Put people in a mood for movies and popcorn.
There you go. And then the Dearmageddon hot sauce.
Okay, Dearmageddon is a film. It's all about merchandising. And I've heard it was a play, correct?
Nope. Dearmageddon is just
Ed Gein was the play.
Ed Gein, musical, the theatrical play, yeah.
This is Dearmageddon, and tell us about Dearmageddon.
It's all about merchandising. No, it's a love letter to Wisconsin, and actually we're in pre-production for the feature right now. We did a short that we put in a bunch of film festivals, and so that's coming to the end of its one-year run there, and it's been a lot of fun. So, I mean, that's Dan Davies is in that one. A lot of people that you've had on this show, Dan Davies, Craig Knitt, Jason Buss. I don't know if he's ever been on here.
I don't think so.
Daniel Wheeler.
Yeah, Daniel Wheeler.
With Last Witch of Wisconsin. And yeah, just a ton of great people were in there. Kayla Kelly, which I think she's been on here too.
Yes. Kayla Kelly was on the show, yes.
Yep, pretty much emptied out the coffers of Wisconsin actors.
So she's in that too. She's a UP actress. This is interesting because we had a week or two ago, I had Stephanie Gurnow on, who lives in Sault Ste. Marie.
Ooh.
And I know Kayla lives way up, I forget the town, and then I had a comedian on. I try to reach out to the UP people because, listen, you take your craft seriously. If you live in that remote of an area and are still willing to try to pursue a career in show business, I think that deserves a tip of the hat.
So, I agree.
All right. So that's fantastic. All right. So,
fun fact about Kayla, I've actually been following her on TikTok
longer
than before she came onto your show.
Oh, okay.
So when she came on, I was like, oh my God, I know her.
Do you want to know what happened? I have a funny story about Kayla. Before I knew who she was or knew anyone that knew her, somebody said, oh, there's an actress that lives in the UP named Kayla. I didn't think it was Kelly though. But so I looked her up because I was in the pre-production stages of casting like $1.5 million film, a low budget indie. And they told me about this UP actress. We were going to shoot in the UP. So I made a friend request. Mm-hmm. And she just ignored me.
She just denied you.
That's bad business. I might have sent her a message too. Maybe she just thought I was a creep.
But anyway, the Schwabba guy?
Yeah, but anyway,
denied.
The project got put on hold, so would have looked like I was. How do I get this on the?
I don't know. I don't think we need to merchandise all the stuff, but it looks
so
great.
So, you guys, what did you do the proof of concept for? Was that
just a film festival run?
Was it Dearmageddon?
Yep, it's called The Rise of Dearmageddon. So it was a small chunk of like something in that same vein of that community. So like another story driven thing from that community.
All right, let's get an update on that after we do the popcorn pick. So you're fine. All we do is go off on tangents here. That's part of the fun, in my opinion. So do you ever have like a full meal at home? I mean, when you watch a movie or a cocktail?
Not especially.
Really?
Like I drink every once in a while, but I'm not really a big home drinker.
Okay.
As much as I used to be, but I guess I also have three young daughters and a wife. So like trying to watch a movie at home is usually later at night to try to get it quiet so you can actually enjoy
it. Yeah, totally. Do you watch movies with your kids?
Absolutely.
Like kids films? What's your favorite kids film?
Well, I don't know if I watch kids films with them per se, but like my oldest, we watched Spaceballs the other day.
Oh yeah.
Great. You know, and she was laughing because she got the humor and my wife's like, well, I guess you got one so far. that like your sense of humor. So
your wife's adversarial when it comes to your movie choices?
She doesn't like my sense of humor. Oh. She, you know, I thought that was one of the biggest attributes for her to choose me, but I guess I was wrong.
I'm sure she has good qualities too. All right, so what about, like, do you ever try to, I used to do this, I know this sounds really geeky, but when I would have a certain movie on, like if
is
I'm
Is your wife's name Caroline?
It is.
She is says, she thanks.
Is she blowing up the...
No, she's on the stream.
She's got a great sense of humor. It's just different than mine. You know, yeah. She's more of that straight-laced kind of how things line up is what she thinks is funny.
Dude, I totally get that. My wife does not laugh at me. And I think that was my attraction to her. We met in our early 20s, so I was trying to be a comedian, and I think I saw that as a challenge in some weird way.
Okay.
And she still hasn't laughed at me once in several years. But anyway, thank you, Caroline, for the text, and we'll get JB home at a reputable hour. So, because what I used to do is, like, if I was watching a movie about baseball, I'd have a beer, like at the baseball game. I was watching, like, a cop show or a PI movie. I'd have, like, Irish whiskey or something, you know? Like, I used to try to pair it like that, but I'm not as geeky as I used to be.
Interesting. You made it into an experience
in
your home.
Yeah, I tried to make it into an experience. JB Thompson is here, folks. He's the guy behind the guy. Behind the guy. He's also a movie producer, and you do a lot of marketing stuff, right?
Absolutely.
All right. What's the name of your business again?
Midwest Digital Ninjas.
Yes.
Is the name of my business.
Love that name.
And we named it that because I worked for a lot of big marketing companies, and they'd always brand everything for everybody with themselves.
Yeah.
And I thought the business should shine through, so I don't brand any of my stuff. Like, all my marketing's out there, but it's not branded with my name. It's all given credit to that business owner. So
that sounds like it's kind of the way it should be.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree.
Okay. But people don't do that.
No. Well, they're always branding to try to get more business.
For them.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. So when you are at the theater, JB, I know you say you prefer to watch at home, and people are being loud. Mm-hmm. What's your approach? Do you shush them? Do you give them a look? Do you just start open up at a can of whoop ass, or what do you do?
To be honest, I probably wouldn't do anything.
Yeah.
I'd just chill and be able to concentrate and watch the movie. Mind you, like I said, I have three little kids.
Right.
So to concentrate on anything, and I mean, granted, they're 11, 10, and 7 now.
Okay.
So they're a little quieter, but it doesn't bother me. I can focus on the movie, and people can be loud.
See, you're a big dude. I would think, Amanda, if he came over to tell you to button it at the movie theater, what do you think you'd do?
It wouldn't have to be him. It could be someone half my size, and I'd be like, I am so, so sorry. I will leave. I will leave.
That's Wisconsin nice.
Oh, that's funny. What movies hit you right here? What kind of movies make you emotional? And if you have a specific example, that's fine too.
Like, that was my popcorn pick of the day. Like that Everywhere, Everything, All at Once. That was a phenomenal story.
I guess we just got
and
it.
And it hit me in the feels. Sorry.
Let's hear that again, JB.
Sorry. The Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Because Oscar nominated.
It was a phenomenal story.
Yeah.
And it was about... You know, like, I remember when I go back and I've written some things and done some things. And when you think about characters, I remember Stephen King on writing, he always says that no matter how insignificant a character is to them, they're their whole universe.
Yes.
And so it was a lady in a laundromat that was running a laundry service and her husband. So these are two people that, you know, hey, how you doing? You drop off your laundry, you walk right by them, don't even think twice about it. And they built this whole universe around it. But you watched every single one of those people change throughout that film. You watched character arcs that were just beautiful in the development and the way they did it, and they took one of the most confusing things ever and kind of simplified it. You still have to follow some things and understand some things, but I've seen other movies like Mr. Nobody is another example where they tried to use all these crossroads where you hit a crossroads and you make this choice versus this choice, and it was really confusing.
Absolutely. That's a great breakdown, too, by the way. Just love it. And the director has a new film out, too. We'll talk about that. But that's a great pick. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, folks, is the popcorn pick of the week. Compliments of JB Thompson. We're going to do a very short break here. And when we come back, we'll talk movies. We'll talk area code hierarchy. And I think you know what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
We'll do all that. We're having fun here on a Thursday night. Amanda Nimmer is in for the K-Man. And... doing a bang-up job.
Doing great.
You having fun?
Huzzah. Yeah.
All right.
That's a good distraction.
We're coming right back. It's the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us now.
3 in 4 people have no idea that the hospital I work at in northern Minnesota will likely close if this big, beautiful bill passes, as will the hospital in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. So it is incumbent upon us to have these conversations with each other, not in a hostile way, but in a genuine way about our values and the things that we deeply care about.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers. Careers.
Welcome back. Oh, this is Nightlight. I am Peach Schwab. It is great to have you with me on this Thursday. Our question of the night is, who is your favorite retired athlete? And the texts are rolling in. We'll get caught up on those in just a bit. But let us know at 855-752-4842 who your favorite retired athlete is. An athlete of yore or days gone by or icon. Whoever. Do you have one, JB?
I was thinking about that, and Rocky Beyer is the first guy that comes to mind.
Oh, Rocky Beyer, yeah. Appleton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I just remember hearing great stories about him, and they do charity events all the time, and the guy's in his late 70s.
Yeah.
And they said he runs around, and he'll spend 10 to 15 minutes talking to people all around the golf course for like 12 hours. And I'm like, this is just amazing.
Where are people like, I talk about this periodically, where are people like that in our society, that this guy was a Vietnam vet? He was a pro football player. He's done a lot for charity. Like, it's kind of intimidating when you people like this exist, and they have these incredible, like Teddy Roosevelt, you know, resigned as Undersecretary of the Navy to lead a charge up a hill. Like, he didn't want to send other people in. I don't think those people exist anymore.
They probably do somewhere.
Probably.
I don't know. What would it be, pickleball champions that would be the ones that are leading the charge as far as?
They're still being developed. Dude, thank you for dressing up, by the way. You look like a million bucks. You got a suit and tie. I don't think this is the first suit and tie guest we've had on, but it's welcome.
Didn't the guy in the pink suit
wear
one?
Yeah, he had easy. Ezekiel Drews.
Oh, Ezekiel, yeah. Oh, yeah. Drews.
Yeah.
Yep. He came That's in true. With the pink suit.
That suit is a spectacle. I love it. It's fantastic. All right. You're rocking the Appleton Cigar Company. They're a proud sponsor of, I hope they're a proud sponsor. They're a sponsor of Nightlight. I can't speak for Norm. He seemed to have a good time last time he was here. But do you like a cigar with a movie? That seems to go. I say cigar and whiskey and a cop movie. Man, that's a, I don't need anything else.
You went back to like the theme. And I mean, yeah. I guess it could have gone either way with the cigar and the whiskey or like a handgun or something, you know, in the cop movie. But no, I think that'd be great. But that would, again, I'd have to get that past my wife, unless there's a smoking theater that you know of. But
well,
I think.
Yeah, that's true. But you can holster up, I think, at home.
There you
have
go.
Have a gun on just to play the part.
Or I can stand outside the window while the TV's on and smoke a cigar outside.
Maybe the Appleton Cigar Company can do movie nights.
Ooh.
Well, now you're talking.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Nightlight.
That's she's an award-winning social
I heard. Person. I was very intimidated when I met her when I first came in.
You knew she was getting ready to post about you.
Yep.
So, all right. We have to get this out of the way too, JB. It's so great to have you. If I didn't reintroduce JB, JB Thompson is a film producer, and tell me the name of your business again.
Oh, Midwest Digital Ninjas.
Midwest Digital Ninjas. It's mm-hmm. fantastic. I love that name.
Thank you.
And you're the guy behind the guy. You've introduced me to a lot of people here. I've never lived in Northeast Wisconsin per se. I guess Marinette technically is part of Northeast Wisconsin, but I'm pretty far up there. So you've helped me meet some people in the area, which has been great, and I appreciate that. However, if I could just bring something, this could be a sore spot. You have a 310 area code. I have an 818. They're both Southern California, but you are higher in the pecking order as area codes go. As you know, when you swap numbers in LA, it's like, oh, 818. Okay.
Yeah.
You're mm-hmm. a valley dweller.
Gotcha.
You know, what did you tell us how you got the 310? And there are some people mm-hmm. I know that have a 213, which is the original LA area code.
Okay.
Highly coveted. But 310 indicates you got some bucks. You're living down by the ocean on the seaside there, and I'm just sweating my you know what off in the valley.
In the valley,
yeah.
Well, actually, is I think the 213 is that south of the 10 now? Is that where they dedicate the 213?
And then a lot of that went to 323.
And then Simi Valley's like the 818.
No, Simi Valley's
San
like
Fernando.
Is that like 646? This is riveting for people in Wisconsin. But how did you get, what did you do out there?
I lost the coin toss is how I got the number.
Oh, okay.
To be honest with you. So I met my wife in LA. Okay. So I lived in Chicago for a number of years. And so I had a 773 area code forever.
Right.
Prior to that, when I'd book bands and do stuff in Wisconsin. So that 920 area code went to some unlucky person that I ended up running into because they're like, I get calls all the time. I had to change the number.
Oh.
But so I had a Chicago area code, and at that time, cell carriers couldn't put two different area codes
right.
in the same phone plan. So my wife and I flipped a coin. I lost, and I got an LA area code. Otherwise, I had a Chicago
no
area
kidding.
Code for years. Yeah.
So is your wife from there?
Nope. She lived out there. She lived in K-Town.
Oh, gotcha.
So,
nice.
Yep. Okay. So her building was always being filmed. They always had people blocked off and craft services. It was miserable because you could never get there. You know, I had to come over to see her, and you'd have to walk like 2 miles past like all this security and proof. So yeah, it's a funny story how I got the area code. But yeah, so she was an LA girl when I met her.
All right, so let's talk about what you. I would imagine that would give you some cachet though when you say you're making a film. It's like, oh, you got a 310 area code.
This guy's
a big shot. You know, ride that man. That's important.
My secret's out now, Pete. Thanks.
I shouldn't have said anything. I'm sorry. So what did you, how did you, you're tied in with these guys in the Northeast Wisconsin here that make films. Did you meet them when you moved back or are they like lifelong friends? How did you get wrapped up in this community? And I think it's great that you did. I didn't know a community like this existed mm-hmm. when I started doing this show.
No, that's an excellent question. Thank you for asking it. And surprisingly, so a friend of mine that I worked with when I was still in Wisconsin, because I lived in Wisconsin, Florida, Chicago, LA and Montana for a minute.
Jeez.
And so a friend of mine that I knew from working when I lived in Wisconsin introduced me to Dan Davies.
Okay.
And so that's when I kind of began that journey of meeting all of these different people and doing all this stuff was at a birthday dinner with my friend Eric.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. And so prior to that, like I said, I worked at Warner Brothers Records. So I was more on the music side of things. And, you know, our ski chalet in LA was right next to the film lot. But I never went over to the film lot. You know, it was always record stuff.
That was a different looking building. Where was it? On Coanga or something like that?
It's right, like this... literally on that little alley street.
Yeah.
It's Warner Boulevard, right on the corner, right down the street from the studio
Is that where
lot.
Warner Chapel is, too? Is that in there?
Actually, I think that's a little further into Burbank. Okay.
All right. So, So now you're doing films. What, how do you think the climate for independent films is good here? We don't have the incentives yet. We're going to talk about that next week. I have a couple guests coming on, but, we got to go, but we'll be back. We're going to do intermission, folks. We'll come back for act two with, JB Thompson. He's the guy behind the guy. He made the popcorn pick of the week, and it was a great one. Everything, everywhere, all at once. We will talk more about independent film with JB. After intermission, and then we're talking Old World Wisconsin Museum at 7:20 with Chelsea Myris. So fun. You having fun, Amanda?
Yep. Five seconds. Gotta go.
All right. We're back.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio. WXCO 1230 AM. W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Within the next 2 weeks, that's when the White House says President Trump will make a decision on whether the U.S. should join Israel in its military operations against Iran. CBS's Margaret Brennan.
The B-2 bombers, our last reporting is that they have not been moved into the region. They would fly from various positions, one of them just about 6 hours away in the Indian Ocean.
A judge is considering whether Purdue Pharma's proposed OxyContin settlement should be put to a vote. Some victims say the proposal doesn't give them their fair share.
Many have been incarcerated and are unemployable, and so you give them a little bit of money, but it still doesn't justify what they did.
Dozens of states experience severe weather today, and CBS News meteorologist Craig Allen says threats persist tonight in the Northeast Corridor.
There is a level 3 out of 5 risk for severe thunderstorms and the possibility of tornadoes.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.